Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Now it's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve.
Good.
It's here.
Cool.
Trent.
That's fun.
Got it right. I messed
up. You
think
people listen to the show on Christmas Eve?
Maybe so. Maybe the Christmas music, a little bit tired of it.
This is the
point.
Second week in a row I'm sitting low in the chair.
I know.
I think there's some conspiracy theory going on here.
Is it intimidating to look up at your guests and me as you're sitting low?
I mean, I'm
low
so
like
confident
that?
It actually kind of levels the playing field.
Levels the field a little bit. I got
you
it.
You know, I've always been short.
I got it.
Sometimes when you're always been short, you gotta overcome.
Last week
you were talking about my shoe risers.
I've seen some back in my previous career, I knew of a person that had their chair raised up behind their desk.
I heard about this guy.
They looked down on you, and it was scary.
That was in your last career?
That was before.
I've heard about a guy in our industry.
Yeah, it was definitely worked, because you're like, oh, my gosh, this guy's already
I heard
huge.
When you go try to get a check from him, he would
he'd rise a chair up even taller.
Talk down to you, yeah. he would hit the elevator.
It's like, I'm gonna take a couple zeros off this check. You're all right with that, aren't you? It's like, no.
Is that what you...
No, he was a good man.
I need to start doing that.
Raise your chair up a little bit?
Yeah.
I told you I'd get you a couple phone
books.
Can you
have a platform installed in my office, please?
I will. But we'll have to build you like a little thing around the side, though, because people won't... Your desk doesn't have any openings.
So when I go around the desk, I'm going to be rising and climbing stairs.
How'd you get so tall?
I mean... I might need it so high you had to put a handrail on that joker.
Don't fall off. Don't fall off. That would be terrible.
Oh, man. Ford and Knox the other night, we have, I think I said this, for basically the whole month of December, Reagan puts three or four mattresses. You know, we got these mattresses that we keep when kids have slumber parties or whatever. We'll put them out in the playroom or the basement. She puts them in the living room, and they got Christmas-themed sheeting and stuff, so it's real cozy, and I have a fire every day. So anyway, they pull all the pillows and cushions off all the couches and make this humongous thing they jump on.
You
doing
ever get
flips.
Tempted
Ford's
when...
jumping off the couch doing flips. I'm like, dude, but I was watching them do this, and we let them do it. but I was like, man, how fun would that have been when I was a kid? You know what I'm saying?
You ever just walk by and suplex Reagan?
No, but I do that to Ford.
Yeah, I bet he loves it.
And they want me to throw him up. Yeah. Knox wanted me to throw him up, so I throw him up. I got 10-foot ceiling, and I hit the ceiling. And then Ford's like, throw me. I'm like, dude, you're a little heavier. So now I was like, all right, on three, jump while I throw you.
Man, you're going to have your hands full with him. We had our Christmas party a couple weekends ago, and it rained. Remember, it started raining a little bit. We had a bounce house with the slide. Well, I look over, and Ford's got no shirt on, no shoes. Man, he's turned this joker into a water slide. Diving down.
Hey.
It looked like fun.
You know?
I was like, dang, Ford.
I was like, did you have fun? He's like, dude. I was like, there we go. Yeah. That's my man.
Yeah.
So, he might be hitting on Scarlett one day. What do you think about that?
Go up a couple years. That can happen. You got to watch out for them
old
ladies.
He was hanging out with Tiffany's daughter.
Oh, okay.
I said, who is that little girlfriend you had? It's dead stop. I said, dude, it's cool. I mean, we can talk about your love life. He's 8.
People would probably be confused. We said he was 28, and he was going down the slip and slide with no shirt
but
on.
But anyway, awesome. And he's jobless. Still doesn't have a job.
No.
We had a really good holiday party.
We did. That's so much fun. That's like one of my favorite things that we do every year. I mean, the cornhole tournament's awesome. We talk about that as well. Really good for employee engagement, but you're busy playing cornhole or being active. This you can kind of just sort of take a
breath. Yeah, the cornhole
breath.
Tournament is great.
Yes.
And it's a great family affair. Great place to bring the kids. We've got bouncy houses and stuff like that. But you don't get to interact because it's so busy and you got so many subcontractors and vendors and customers and stuff there. This is a good time to really spend time with the employees
at the end of the year,
associates
too.
And their families.
Yeah, holiday parties. Yep.
Everybody get together, have a little cheer. We postponed it one Saturday because it was supposed to rain. It didn't rain.
And then
I mean, literally I think I looked at it on Tuesday, and it said 2% chance of rain on Saturday. The sun was completely a sun on the weather app, and it rained.
It completely is.
Completely rained all over us.
It didn't look like
that's
that.
That's why Ford was doing the skibby.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, that's just sort of Murphy's Law, though, and I mean, that's going to happen. But it is good. Business, let's
what
get
is
your,
Murphy's Law?
If you think what the worst thing that can happen happens in that kind of, we need to get a direct definition.
That bad. So I don't think you saying it was Murphy's Law is that applicable.
So you're disagreeing with me.
I am.
Do you think it should
I wanted
like,
to do that. So that's why I asked the question.
I saw you pick that fight there.
I was so excited about combating you.
I love it.
It's the holiday spirit.
I like it.
So, yeah, I hope everybody's having a good holiday.
Well, speaking of combating, which we don't want to combat this time of year, but David Baird turned me on to a never Split the Difference. You heard this book before? You have.
I have heard the book.
There's a podcast. It's like a teaser to it. It's really interesting stuff.
Never Split the Difference. That's like a strategy book, right?
Well, yeah. Well, it's from an FBI investigator.
It's the book. I read the book.
You've read it.
Rich Ballot put me on to it. I tried to read the book one time, and I couldn't. I couldn't get into it. And then I had a real big negotiation upcoming, so I listened to the book on a road trip.
Chris Voss. I'll send you this podcast. It's smaller. David Baird sent it, our CFO, who's wonderful.
Really?
Very interesting
so
stuff.
So David's negotiating now, huh?
Yeah, he's. I think he might join the FBI. No, I'm just
I hope he doesn't.
I know. I hope not either. It's a joke.
Is he training? Last week we talked about Steve Meckler taking the LSAT.
I was wondering why he put that pull-up bar in his office.
Really?
No.
I mean, we got David pegged. He's in a glass office. He's literally sits in a three-sided glass office in the middle of our office.
Yeah, couldn't be
and
a
we
nicer
expect
person.
Him to get things done. Everybody's like, he's so nice. He's always welcoming. I'm like, because he's a sitting duck. He really can't do anything. He puts those earbuds in, though. He's figured that out.
Yeah.
It's like when the earbuds are in, leave the man alone.
That's right.
So
we love you, David.
So what we got here? We got Aaron Zucker when we return.
Aaron Zucker when we return.
He's going to talk. Man, this guy has a heck of a story. Entrepreneur.
Can't wait to hear
talking
it.
Talking about scrap coming up. Here we go. Aaron Zucker when we return on the At Home with Roby Show.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your host, Trent. We are what you call the meat and potatoes of the radio show, segment two. If you missed segment one, go back, check us out on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram.
We got it everywhere.
Or wherever podcasts are found. You know, maybe you're a Spotify kind of guy or gal, you can find us there too.
So Aaron was saying during the break, you got a masterclass to explain this.
Yeah, so masterclass, again, was given to me as a gift by a really good friend of mine in the real estate business, actually another YPO guy, a guy named Chris Sands, who's based in Charleston. And he's a really thoughtful guy, sends me as my birthday present last year this thing called masterclass. And so it's sort of a self-improvement in whatever it is that you're interested in. So if you want to become a phenomenal chef, they'll have a Michelin star person teaching you how to cut and dice and slice or what have you. If you want to shoot a basketball, I think Steph Curry does one. Armiera, whatever his last name is, the head coach of UConn's women's basketball team.
Yeah,
he does a great one. Coach K at Duke does one. And so there's one out there on negotiating with the aforementioned Chris Voss.
That's exactly right.
And so I read the book that you guys talked about, Splitting the Difference, and loved it several years ago. A mentor of mine turned me on to it. And when Chris later on sent me the masterclass thing, I saw that Chris Voss, not to be confused with Chris Sands, did it. And I've been enjoying it.
Really?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
So that's what you're listening to now?
Yeah. Well, of course, when I'm not listening to this show in the car.
Oh, thank you.
I'm eating breakfast in the morning, I do the masterclass because I need to watch that. But when I'm driving the car, what would be better than listening to your wonderful voice?
Maybe you need to start listening to this during breakfast so you can chew on the Roby Show.
Ooh.
Ooh, bam, bam.
And we're less than a minute in with our first dad joke.
Whoa.
I like it.
Whoa.
Man, he's coming at me hard. How many kids do you have?
Just two. So maybe that's why you're such a much better dad joker.
Came into that one hot, didn't he? Dang.
Hey. That's funny.
Well, that's wild.
So it does it cost money, the MasterClass app?
It does. It does. I was hit with the renewal subscription. It's maybe $150, but I don't think I'm – like, I think it's like the Cadillac of it. Like, I can get whatever I want, so –
I'm interested.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, hey,
he's interested. He's ready to negotiate a deal.
Sometimes free things are not that valuable.
Right.
Would they say if it's free, then you're the product?
If it's free, it's for me.
Well, this that's is a MasterClass. It kind of looks like the Marriott logo a little bit. Is that?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's
cool.
Right. Red. It's got the red letter and the black background. And speaking of doing stuff for free, it makes me wonder what I'm doing here today.
Oh, we didn't. You didn't know it was free?
I'm just waiting for my agent to get back to me.
I'll tell you what. That's I don't know if that part of the podcast is that they were talking about that. Have people, when they start out with something like, oh, you're going to benefit so much out of this. And it's like, wait a minute, I'm getting ready to get duped. I'm not getting
paid. If you try to sell your wares prematurely, you're duping somebody?
Well, that's what Chris Voss talks about a little bit, was that, hey, like, he gets asked to do speaking engagements, and they kind of pump him up about how much he's going to get out of it. And he's like, in the next words out of their mouth is, well, we don't really have a budget for this. So I'm trying to get him to do things for free. So that's interesting.
Reminds me of when we had lunch, Trent, and you asked me to get on the show.
I did, for free.
Hold on, did he pay for lunch?
I did
pay for lunch. He did.
Oh, got him.
And a not-so-shocking development. He knew everybody in the restaurant and was kind enough. We had a great time. He was kind enough to come over toward the Zig office, which was cool.
Where'd y'all go?
We went to the Roasting Company. It was really good. Great restaurant there on Modford.
Oh, my gosh, great place.
It was delicious.
It was.
And I had not been in there. I don't know if I had. I think I've been in there one time before they renovated, and I think they renovated a decade ago or something.
I've never not been in there with it looking the way it did. So I'm actually, I think they expanded, correct?
Yeah, they expanded. Where we sat wasn't part of it. I think it was just that right side. That it was great. God. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm addicted. I told my wife, I was like, we got to go eat there.
That place is wonderful. We said by the Zig office, what is Zig?
Yeah, what is Zig? Thank you for asking. Sure, there you go. So I started the company 5 years ago. It stands for Zucker Investment Group, which I know is a really creative name.
But you changed it to Zig. That's pretty
cool. Well, Zig's what the homies call it. You know, it's what our friends call it.
Do you have a sister company called Zag?
No, we try to zig while others zag.
Yeah, okay.
That's our business in a nutshell. I really don't know if I need to explain anything beyond that.
I think
that's perfect. No, so Zig is a company that I founded 5 years ago last week. We buy value. Yeah, thank you. It's been
congratulations.
Some days it feels like 50 years, and some days it feels like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It just depends on the hour. So we buy value add retail real estate properties across the country. Basically, we're in the opposite business of you. We are doing exclusively commercial properties that are typically in or around retail shopping centers. And we go to secondary and tertiary markets all over the country. We sort of subscribe to the idea that sell to the masses, live like the rich, as opposed to selling to the rich and living like the masses. So
we've heard that one.
We're really excited to do a McDonald's in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania, or because they have great credit and we feel like we can make a living doing that. And we're working with convenience store operators to help them grow in certain Midwestern states, or a chicken concept that has a drive-thru. You know, we're unlikely to buy a property at the corner of like 5th and Poplar in Uptown Charlotte. Love being a consumer and what's going on in South End especially over by where you guys are in the extended Loso, soon to be, trendy area, whatever it may be. But in general, we're making our living and making our hay in the suburbs. And
I asked him to look into the old Wachovia Bank on the corner of Moorhead and Freedom. He's like, not my market.
he knows his place. I mean, that's exactly what you're good at.
I love what you're doing. I mean, we talk about in our world, people that do the non-sexy businesses, the ugly businesses that are so needed.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is needed. It's a product that folks living in rural areas need.
Sure, it absolutely is. It's really exciting to take a dilapidated asset, which we purchase a lot of, vacant restaurants, banks, whatever it may be, and bring something to a community that, would they be that jacked up about it on Fifth Avenue in New York City? Probably not. But in Wichita, Kansas, or Davenport, Iowa, or Leesburg, Florida, people are excited to see commerce, and they're excited to have that amenity. There's middle America restaurants and urgent care facilities or nail salons, whatever it may be, that we're placemaking into those spaces. are going there for a reason. The community wants and needs them. And the entrepreneur who's behind those expanding businesses obviously believes in that thesis, and we couldn't be a bigger cheerleader for them.
So do you have a team of analysts searching for these opportunities?
We do. We have a team of acquisitions folks here based in Charlotte at the aforementioned Zig office.
Yeah, so trendy.
Yeah, exactly. And a wonderful operations person, Hannah Zielinski, who's amazing. And we get after it. I mean, we do everything that we can to dig up good either income-producing or even vacant opportunities. We have two different verticals. So the business was originally founded on the idea of buying well-located real estate and applying my leasing background, which is what I spent my career doing prior to starting the company. And we still continue to do that today. Simultaneously with that, a couple of years ago, we made the decision to start helping operators grow and scale their businesses. So we'll work with, like, for example, a 12-location, you pick it, Smash Burger franchise. Bad example because they're not freestanding. So let's say Taco Bell franchisee, and they want to open more locations. What we'll do is we'll partner up with them and we'll say, hey, like, you focus on selling tacos and operating a great business with a great team. What we'll do is you tell us where you want to be, and we'll go help you find locations in those markets, either directly or alongside your tenant representation broker, procure those sites, and then we'll go in and buy the building and provide the tenant upfit dollars needed to convert that old Pizza Hut into a Taco Bell or that old or what have you. And that way the operator is able to scale their business without having to deploy too much human capital by looking for the site and too much financial capital by injecting all that money to upfit the space. And the way that our company makes money is we essentially charge a rent based on what we're going to be in the deal for.
Yep.
And if it's acceptable to the operator, then great. And then we either take that rent and enjoy the cash flow or decide to sell it to redeploy it and in theory do it over and over again.
So how has that side of your business, how's it doing?
Yeah, we're still in business, which is great.
That's good.
So, no, it's been really fun. It really sits well for me. I'm actually, technically speaking, like also a client of Zig, if you will, or whatever you want to call it, an operating partner, because in an additional business.
I saw that your.
Yeah, so I'm an American Family Care, AFC Urgent Care franchisee in the Raleigh market. So for those unfamiliar with AFC, you might have seen them around town. There's some locations here, great operators out of Tennessee, good friends of ours.
One right on Monroe Road. We were talking about kind of where you and I live, which is I pass it almost every day going home from work.
Yeah, so a good friend of my partner and I's owns that. They have 20 or so locations, about half of which are in the Charlotte metro area. And my business partner, his name's Aaron as well, so it's a little complicated. Aaron Fields up in Raleigh operates them on the day-to-day, and I help us grow.
Fun. How good is that story? All right, I want to hear where you're from, how you got your start, how you got into real estate. When we come back, will you stick around?
I think I can do that.
Aaron Zucker of Zig. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. You coming?
Hey,
I'm just checking on you.
What are you doing? I paused. I was multitasking.
Made him jump.
I didn't know. I
you were zagging. Aaron and I were trying to zig.
I was zagging.
Yeah, but clearly.
He was zagging.
Zucker Agriculture Group. Get into the agriculture real estate business.
Or you could hire somebody.
Here there's some cash flow.
Yeah.
Go on, Trent. Let's hear about it.
My father says the government will subsidize you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I know you have plenty of time on your hands. So if you are interested in partnering up and being the CEO of Zag,
I am, and I can go look for arrowheads after the soul's tilled.
There you go.
There we go.
So what you're saying? You always say it so cheesy. Del Monte corned it.
So corny.
Corny.
Corny. Del Monte wouldn't can it. That's my farm dad joke.
That's your farm dad joke.
No, nah, my wife's family's from they're farmers.
Illinois. Yeah.
So I got some history, man. And I go to the 50 Years Farm Progress Show every other year in Illinois as well.
Wow.
TJ, we put together an operating agreement real quick. this deal is done.
What did Chris
in the room
Voss
in the deal? TJ's a partner.
We just had Steve Meckler in earlier. He could have done it for us.
What did Chris Voss say? He says if you're selling it, it's a flop.
It also said that the one thing that got me was that when people say win-win to him, he starts getting skeptical.
I say win-win sometimes.
He says, if you're saying win-win to me at the gate, then I think that you're trying to win, and you're trying to tell me how I'm gonna win.
So you're not? Do you not? Does Zig say not say win-win?
We create no-lose strategies.
That's way better. Wow,
man, you are so damn smart. Oh man, smart.
He said, yeah.
He's got it covered. Golly.
Where did you grow up?
Here.
You're from Charlotte.
I'm from Charlotte.
A Charlottean. There you
I'm
go.
I'm a Charlottean. Not
Very
on the
cool.
river.
Not
Grew
on
up
the
in
river.
South Charlotte.
Okay.
Yep.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Providence Day.
All right. Very cool.
Yep.
Very cool. Right by the JCC, which we talked about earlier.
Right by the JCC, which is where I went to preschool. Really, wonderful. Really expanded outside
you,
my
yeah,
2 mile
you are,
radius.
Yeah.
Branch.
You're moving a lot.
Yeah. Really cultured. Really got out there.
You know, it's funny though how many people when they meet you and they figure out you're from Charlotte, they go they're in awe because
yeah, we are.
People
yeah.
aren't from
There's not very many of us. It's true, funny. Yeah. In my son's preschool class or my daughter's kindergarten class,
yeah.
and I meet the parents, I just ask them where they're from. I do the same thing that you did.
That's
because
right.
this it'd be wild to assume that they're from here.
Well, so you,
really?
You went to Providence Day. Where did you go to school around here for college as well? Or?
I didn't know. The best thing that ever happened to me was a good friend of mine from Raleigh, who I knew through a youth organization, was like, hey, I'm going to Alabama. Come visit. Like, I'm definitely going. Just take a shot in the dark with me. At the time, you know, my parents didn't grow up here. They're Canadian. So there was no, like, affiliation. We're like, in my household,
UNC,
you went to at UNC,
yeah,
which
NC
you, let's be very clear about something. UNC wouldn't have taken my application, let alone admitted me. So that was never within the realm of possibility anyway.
You just made Trent feel real good, by the way.
I believe
he did that on purpose.
You know, it's really cool. Like, sometimes
he's a flattering young man.
I'm just trying to create a win-win situation.
No lose, dude.
No lose scenario.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I was all over the place on Spectrum in college. This guy convinced me to go down and visit with him. And I went and, let's see, you go down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama on an April day. It's 76 degrees. The campus is gorgeous. Yeah, there's a lot of great scenery.
We're reading through between the lines. We got it.
Right.
You might want to be careful though, because TJ might backhand you. He is a Georgia Bulldog.
Got it.
And I think he's feeling a little slighted.
I don't. Who's Georgia playing in their playoff game anyway?
Oh man. Ooh.
Ow.
Ouch.
Wow. Man.
They're not playing Clemson, TJ. I'll make you
do
feel
better. Do you go to any Alabama games?
I do. I do. I go back at least once a year. So I used to go back more frequently. When I still owned, I owned a bar there for some time, and
okay.
I would go back more frequently when we
you,
owned.
Did you
it.
Say you started that bar when you were in college?
So yeah, yeah.
So tell this story.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. So junior year, I'm sitting around having a couple cold ones with some buddies, and we're at a bar, and we're mind blown about the idea that we're paying $3 a piece for a Bud Light, and it's funny now because of this some crazy inflation, this
yeah,
and that,
yeah.
but. We're paying $3 a piece for these Bud Lights, and you know we're thinking, man, these guys are definitely buying it for a dollar, maybe even cheaper, because you can go to the gas station and buy 12 of these things for you know $11, $12, whatever it is. We should be the ones selling the beer. Well, that conversation is, I'm sure you both had it. I'm sure every.
No, I've never had that conversation.
Yeah, that you remember.
Yeah.
Every college. Particularly,
especially if you're in business or finance,
yeah,
or
right,
yeah.
exactly, is thinking
economics. Yeah,
yeah. There's plenty of bros that are sitting around having that conversation. The only difference is
we
my
should do this. Yeah.
Yeah, the only difference between my friends and I is that we were stupid enough to do it. So, the next day, Sunday morning, we all kind of I don't know if we were texting or call or whatever. We all were just like, "Hey, like, you guys were serious, right?" And so the four of us walked around to bars in Tuscaloosa, saw this, and I'm using air quotes, and I want to emphasize that I'm using air quotes pretty heavily. Saw this old guy. He was 35, which I just turned 35, so like, it's a real shot in the dark.
Whoa, dude. You're talking about texting yeah. in college. How do you think we feel right now?
I did thank all my customers that were in their low 30s
yeah.
back
yeah.
in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was
yeah. 22. Yeah, exactly. So this old guy, air quotes, is mopping, and we walk in. We're like, hey, like, crazy question. Would you sell us this bar? And he was like, yeah, I've been thinking about selling it.
What?
Yeah. That's I swear. Second bar we walked in.
He was the proprietor of the
bar.
Well,
we knew to do it during the day. We figured if somebody was hanging out inside of a bar, you know, this guy was mopping, right?
Yeah,
like he owned the place. And so we talked to him, and he we didn't negotiate that hard, coming full circle to the Chris Voss talk, because we were just so excited that he was willing and able to sell. And I don't even know if I had the wherewithal to – I probably couldn't even spell negotiate. And he came up with this structure, because you're probably wondering how the hell – sorry, TJ. How the heck did you have the money to buy this bar? Well, he agreed to – and when I say agreed to, he proposed it – seller financing,
sure.
Meaning that he would act as the lender.
Yeah.
At the time, we were like, oh, man, this guy really believes in us. The reality is that he was probably smart enough to realize that these four idiot college kids.
Yeah,
who
nobody buying a bar.
Yeah, no lender was going to give us money. And this was 2010, right?
But he did believe in you because
yes
that's
and no.
The only way he gets paid or he gets his bar
so,
back.
So he required a down payment.
Yeah,
he required a $50,000 down payment.
Okay.
So the four of us had to come up with $12,500 each. And my tuition at Alabama was about $21,000. And – So an in-state tuition, I learned, was about $6,000. So I called my dad, who was very generous. Dad, you're going to hopefully listen to this. I love you. Thank you. I said, Dad, I've got this idea. You're going to lend me $12,500, and I'm going to pay it back to you. But I'm going to save you $15,000. You're never going to have to pay that. So even if I never pay you a nickel of this $12,500,
you're making money.
You're coming out ahead. And he's like, cool, what do you want to do with it? I was like, I want to buy a bar with my friends. and you laugh. Most parents would have been like, hell no, you're out of your mind. You're a junior. Go study something. In my family, that's not like – that's kind of just how we roll. My dad's one of five. He's the only one who's not an entrepreneur. My grandfather, his dad, Holocaust survivor, fifth grade education.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Fifth grade education. Eventually started his own business in the clothing business in Canada. So, like, my dad's thinking, like, this kid isn't going to medical school. This kid's going to sell something. He's going to be an entrepreneur. He couldn't have been any more supportive. And he was coming out $2,500 ahead. He was all for it.
Wow.
And so we did it.
What was the name of it?
It was called The Red Shed.
The Red Shed.
And the fairy tale ending to the story, or at least our version of it, is we sold it 5 years later. So one of my good friends, who also is a Charlottean, who actually lives out in Belmont, guy named Ian Copenhaver, who coincidentally ended up here, good friend of mine still today, was a saint. He agreed to stay back and run it while I went and got into the shopping center business working as a leasing agent in Atlanta. And we ended up selling it 5 years after we bought it to our night manager. And that guy still owns and operates it today. And every time I go back to Tuscaloosa, I always have a couple drinks there.
That's so cool.
Really?
That's
yep.
a cool story. So,
yeah.
So you started your career in Atlanta. Right
I did, after Tuscaloosa, yep.
After Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, one would argue that my sophisticated career of owning a bar, started in Tuscaloosa my junior
yeah.
year, but no,
yeah,
really.
Well,
it's,
yeah, I mean, like,
yeah.
Yeah. sorry.
No, no, no,
he
no,
discounted
no,
that.
I'm joking.
I didn't mean to downplay it.
That hurt a little bit.
I'm sorry.
It didn't, and I'll tell you why. That was my education.
The bar was
my education.
I didn't mean to downplay it. That was incredible story.
You didn't downplay it. Believe me, because that would assume a career gives a connotation like you know what you're doing, and we did not know what we were doing.
The only way we just fixed it
by getting people in and selling stuff. Some of our stuff didn't even have margins. We were just selling booze. We were getting in underage kids. It was exactly what you think it
was.
Dude,
I got some more questions.
I do, too.
Will you stick around last segment?
Yeah, I think I can do that.
All right, the Zigs in the house. You listen to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Hasten from the Roby Family of Companies.
Yeehaw!
We are your hosts.
On Christmas Eve up in here, we got the rodeo. TJ, what's up, dog? What's up, Zig?
What up?
How you doing, man?
I'm great.
What a fun show.
TJ, you want to spread some holiday cheer? You got a mic over there. You got you muted.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, wow.
Oh, man. I hear you. He's giving you the mic.
Ho, ho, ho.
I mean, tell us about your podcast, Aaron.
Yeah. Sure. So, how long ago was it? I don't know. 3-4 years ago. Had the idea. The idea was presented to me actually in an elevator. It was actually an elevator pitch in our old building that we used to live in. This digital marketing company down the hall was like, yeah. So we were just like exchanging hellos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one thing led to another, and I was like, yeah, okay, I think I could do it. Like, I know how to have conversations. I know some cool people, and there was an appetite to legitimize Zig at the time. It was, you know, as far as I always say we, because we wouldn't be where we are without our original investors, our tenants who believe in us, lenders, what have you. But like day to day, it was me. So there was definitely a need or an opportunity to establish credibility. So a podcast can do that, as you guys have obviously done a phenomenal job of doing. And we've been able to sort of somehow sucker some of the best and brightest in retail commercial real estate to join us and tell their stories. So the inspiration comes from Guy Raz's podcast on NPR, How I Built This. Instead of how they built a company, it's how they built their career. And so the idea in our avatar listener is somebody who's interested in commercial real estate that may want to advance their career, learn how people who are highly successful got to where they are in the career path that they took to get there. So we have, you know, people that are in-house at retailers. We have brokers that are super successful, both on the investment sales and the leasing side. And we have property owners that are I humbly would call peers of mine, but really they've done it a lot better and a lot bigger scale than I have. So it's been a really fun experience. We're sort of in the process of rebranding the podcast as we speak and incorporating a way to get operators. You know, admittedly, the name sucks, Limitless How to Crush It in Commercial Real Estate. So we'll probably have to put a little bit of a variation and a spin on that. But maybe I'll hit you guys up for some more advice, given the geniuses that I'm working with on this side.
Well, TJ's the genius.
As our digital marketing manager Sarah calls it, you need some inspo.
There we go.
Inspo.
See, I had the same look. It means inspiration, bro. You got to get with times, man.
Does it mean inspiration, bro?
Nah, I was trying to talk like I was cool.
Inspo. I was going to change it to Insbro.
There's a t-shirt coming. I can feel it.
Insbro.
There's a t-shirt coming.
That just blew Trent's mind. They're just shortening words on us, man. That's all they're doing to us.
Yeah.
So when you sold the bar to your night manager, did you owner finance it to him?
No.
Dang.
We presented that option to him with a premium price, and he elected to pay cash that he either syndicated or raised, or I don't think he stole it from us, but maybe he did.
He had been saving.
No, Keon, if you ever hear this, I would never accuse you of that. I'm joking around. It was just too easy.
He's
going to throw a haymaker next time he sees you. You better duck.
Yeah, there you go. No, he's a good guy. And still respect and appreciate him today for everything he did.
Maybe sometime I'm going to have to go visit Alabama with you. You know there's a big Southern 7 contention that goes down there.
There is. I went to a tailgate this year for the Ole Miss game.
Oh, really?
Yep. Got to meet some of our fellow YPOers down there. It was a good time.
Jeff DeVoo down there. His son goes to Alabama, and I think he bought a frat house. I'm serious.
Got it. Okay. That's no easy feat to do.
Wow.
Man, I'm so excited about tonight. Tonight, our family every year for like the last 5 or 6 years goes to the Charlotte Motor Speedway, ride around the speedway, watch Christmas lights, and then we go to Johnny Morris's Bass Pro, get to see Santa Claus and look at the fish. And he's got some big ones up there. Johnny Morris, and then we go eat Outback. And my dad's favorite restaurant was Outback Steakhouse.
That's awesome.
So it's a pretty good family night.
Do you get the dark bread?
Oh yeah.
Scrumptious.
With butter. My dad used to butter. He'd slick it up in the butter, cut it in about 3/4-inch slats, and then
there you go.
And he was a frugal man. He liked the Outback special. He thought that was a good deal. I always got to get the Bloomin' Onion with some extra sauce.
It would be un-American not to.
Right?
I
mean, the thing with Outback is we've always, over the years, give our clients gift cards to Beef and Bottle. Mm. We love Beef and Bottle.
There's some old school deals going down in Beef and Bottle. Big Beef and Bottle.
Yeah, huge place.
Yeah.
And people appreciate Outback because they're like, hey, man, this is someplace I like. I don't really ever go. I got the gift card. I'm going to go. And it's just consistent.
Well, and your gift card goes a little further at Outback than it probably would at Beef and Bottle.
Oh, yeah. They might be different size gift cards.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we love Beef and Bottle. That's where my daughter, I have this thing, if I give somebody a book and they read it, I'll take them to dinner. And my daughter read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, so I owed her dinner. We went to Beach. I said, where do you want to go? She said, Beef and Bottle.
What a great deal for you. That's some seriously, kudos to you on the parenting side. That's pretty awesome.
You know, I'm trying to save – she's trying to save me money in the long run.
There you go.
Hopefully.
It's a good investment.
I don't know. So how old are your kids?
My son is 2.5, and my daughter is 5.5.
Dude, you got it going on. I got a 3-year-old.
There you go.
We need to get them. They need a bang bang.
Yep. My son knows how to bang bang into a wall better than anybody.
Well, Aaron, it's been so much fun. Tell us how people can look you up. Give Zig a plug.
Sure. I am on LinkedIn, and the company is as well. I'm Aaron Zucker, the guy who looks a little young to be 35, but I am. And then my Instagram handle is Aaron.Zucker, and my ex Twitter, whatever you want to call it, Aaron A. Zucker. So,
just so you know, 35 is young.
35 is the new 25, baby.
Coming from a 36-year-old. Thanks for listening to the At Home with Roby show. Listen, go do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile around your face. Be positive. Thanks for listening.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.